Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey everybody, this is Anthony. Usually I'm joined with my co-host, Alex. He's not with me today. He is in the process of, well, he actually just wrapped up a big move. I'm doing this kind of solo behind his back. I'll let him know because I'm going to be like, Alex, I need you to publish this. So it's a bit of a drive-by. And the reason I hopped on here was because I had ordered a book by Sinclair Ferguson called Love Came Down at Christmas. It being Christmas week and throughout the Advent season, I've been reading some different devotional verses in preparation for the celebration of Christmas. So, I was on Amazon looking for a particular devotional, and this one actually came across, as a suggestion, something I might like, and they were right. Yeah. I was like, Sinclair Ferguson, how can you go wrong? He's excellent. So the premise of the book is preparing us for Christmas. It's not a book; it's a devotional, and what it does is it highlights the love of God in what He did through what we celebrate as Christmas season. So they're breaking down each phrase of, again, 1 Corinthians 13 verses 1-3 for Christmas, and you know, as you dig in and you meditate on even the phrases throughout this verse, these verses, it's something else. One particular chapter, it jumped out at me. And that's kind of the one I want to touch on in this kind of drive-by episode. It's chapter 4 of the book, and it's called Anyone for Patience, Love is Patient. And that's a phrase from 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4. So the chapter drove home the point that I think a lot of us forget, and that is the patience of God. And what does patience look like within us? So in a loving God, a loving person is patient, right? And, you know, we know God is love. We can all agree upon that. Absolutely. God has a common grace love for the world and sinners as a whole. But we know that common grace, that providential love, it does have an end for those who aren't believers. Whereas God's love for His own, those that He predestined, He chose to give to His Son. That love is a perfect, saving, eternal love, and that we are safe in and we can abide in. And that's because of the sacrifice of Christ on the cross. So from the beginning, God has always shown His love and His patience throughout the Old Testament. You see it. And even with His redemptive plan, you see the patience. So this love is patient. And that's what I love about this particular chapter and the things that jumped out about patience. And it's absolutely tied to love. Sinclair Ferguson points out the story of Joseph in Genesis. And that really kind of, that struck me as super interesting to highlight when I came upon it. You know, when I think of God's patience, I'm used to hearing the story of the prodigal son. So immediately when he referred back to that, he wanted to go back to Genesis to highlight the patience of God in that 17-year-old boy, Joseph. I was sucked in. I had wished the chapter was actually a little bit longer. And with patience, we know something that I think we could all agree upon. It's a major struggle for all. We're a generation of, we got to have it now. We don't want to wait. We don't want to wait for things. You know, we got Amazon overnight delivery, same day delivery. And even with people, dealing with people, and we want them to respond how we want them to respond. And that's just not how, it's not how people work. You know, we're not robots you turn on and off. I think patience with our kids and friends, situations, and, you know, the biggest thing is marriage. I mean, patience in a marriage is huge. And 1 Corinthians chapter 13 is used so much in wedding ceremonies because it breaks down love, what love is, and one of the key elements is obviously patience. Love is always patient, and long suffering. Sinclair writes in this book, and the truth is seen in the example of Joseph. I think it's the long suffering portion really jumped out at me. And we look at how God, from the beginning all the way through what is to come, his patience with his people, his patience with his children. It's something that actually, as a father, it's tough because I lose my patience. But I always think back to God, who in his love has been so patient in my life and in the life of, I think, of all believers and unbelievers. And the idea that God is not patient with unbelievers, it's really absurd, because God's patience with the world and how the world as a whole is just rebelled against him. I mean, he could wipe us out. He could wipe the unbelieving world out in a blink of an eye, but he chooses not to. And Romans 2, 4-5 really talks about his patience. Let me find it here. Here it is. Or do you think lightly of the riches of his kindness and forbearance and patience, not knowing that the kindness of God leads you to repentance? But because of your stubbornness and unrepentant heart, you are storing up wrath for yourself in the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God. I mean, we talked a little bit about this when we opened up the show. His common grace, his patience and forbearance with the world, it's there, and it will come to an end. It absolutely will come to an end for the unbeliever, because they choose to stay in the sinful rebelling and the mocking of God, throwing their fist up at God. And that just stores up a greater judgment for that unbeliever as they continue to rebel and continue to ignore God. So getting back to the book, Love Came Down at Christmas, and we're talking about patience. I think it's important to understand the patience God has with us, and that he's from the beginning of time, like I said earlier, in Adam and Eve, his patience toward me, towards you, in just refining us and growing us, that is patience. And we see that in the story of Joseph. Now, Joseph was a 17-year-old boy who was sold into slavery by his brothers, kidnapped, sold into slavery because his brothers were jealous of him and jealous that he was favored by his father, which was not right. But what they did in turn was not right. They sold him into slavery. So he experienced 14 years of suffering, complete injustices, and I mean, just a life of those 14 years of disappointment. So what Sinclair outlined here aptly was, as a result, he learns humble trust in God. 14 years where he is trusting God. And in turn, he then becomes a very patient man. Even though he had every right to seek vengeance on his brothers, he didn't. So his brothers come to Egypt because of a famine. They bring the father. The father ends up dying. And the brothers then fear that Joseph, because of the long suffering he'd been put through, it would open up just complete vengeance now that the father die on them. That he was only holding back his vengeance because the father was alive. But clearly that was not the case. And what Sinclair actually writes is, they did not need to fear because Joseph has in fact learned to be patient, gentle, and long-suffering. He has learned how to love. And right there, how could Joseph, after he was wronged, you know, just react this way? Because typically we react in a vengeful way when we're wronged. We have motives that are vengeful. And we're not patient. We tend to not want to forgive. And this is where, you know, God does such a wonderful thing in his children. So reading from the book, what is the explanation? His brothers meant evil against him, but he knew that God meant it for good to bring it about that many people should be kept alive as they are today. Thus, he comforted them and spoke kindly to them. Genesis 50 verses 20 through 21. So you see this play out in a way that Romans 8 verse 28. We know that for those who love God, all things work together for good. So God always has a way, and he will make everything work for the good of his people and for his purposes in their life. He is the one that gives us patience. He's the one that enables us to endure. And God, being so patient with sinners, you know, we need to emulate God. We need to emulate Christ, the patience of Christ. And that's what Jesus was. He was patient when he walked this earth. In everything he did, he was patient. He exhibited patience with his disciples, with his apostles. Look at Paul. He lived his whole life persecuting Christians. The patience of God, instead of striking him dead, he used that man to advance the gospel to the Gentiles, to the world. And this is what this whole chapter is about, is the patience of God and how we see that patience unfold in the birth of Christ. How patient God has been since from Adam to the birth of Christ. His patience with the Israelites, his patience with Moses, right on down the line. He is a patient God. He wants not one to perish. And that is the same attitude we need to exhibit with our loved ones, with people who harm us or when we're in difficult situations. Love is always patient. It's always long-suffering. So we need to be patient in these difficult situations because we know God has a plan, and that's who we abide in. That's who we rest in. God is never late in anything he does. It's all part of his plan. And he is a patient God. And things will unfold as he wills. And that is something we should rest assured in. And especially in today's chaos and what's happening. So God is patient with us. We must be patient in everything we do. So I'm going to close out with some more of the book. The Child in the Manger is the perfect example of divine patience. And yes, it is. Love that. The rest of his life gave expression to it. How long suffering he was. He experienced opposition virtually from the moment he stepped into the world. Later, he tasted misunderstandings in his own family who didn't trust him. And then those disciples, so often foolish, at the most critical juncture in his life, they disappointed him. "Have I been with you so long and you still don't know me?" Jesus asked Philip, John 14, verse 9. "Could you not watch 1 hour?" he asked Peter, James, and John, Mark 14, verse 37. And then, on top of it all, there was a betrayal by a man who had broken bread with him a matter of hours before. Then an illegal trial, false witnesses, a judge with no moral fiber, a wrongful conviction. And then the spitting, the abuse, the humiliation, and the shame and agony on the cross. Right there, I mean, the patience of our Lord to endure all that for those he loved, for those that would become his, for sinners like you and me. So love is absolutely patient, absolutely. And we see that in the birth of Christ, that a loving God has been patient with mankind and provided a savior. He was patient. He didn't wipe us off the face of the earth. He is patient. And from the crucifixion and the death of our Lord, he has been patient. He has been patient with mankind. And we should reflect on that in the birth of Christ. During this Christmas season, we get so impatient and we just lose our cool, all these things that the hustle and bustle of life hits us with. So again, reflecting on the birth of Christ and God's patience through time, through to this point, is just something we should meditate on. And I'll close with 2 Peter 3, verses 9. "The Lord is not slow about his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient towards you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance." And again, that is what Christmas is about, in the sense of a savior was sent to us. It's not so much about the manger, it's about the cross, because the manger leads to the cross. And that's something we all should reflect on when we look at the manger, when we look at these imageries of the manger. The manger leads to the cross, because without the cross, we have nothing. We have no way out because of Christ and what he did on that cross through the manger. We have eternity given to us as a free gift, a gift of complete and utter grace to undeserving people. So, Merry Christmas, and I hope this was edifying. This chapter just hit me, and I felt like I wanted to record this, and I let Alex know. And again, I hope it's edifying to you. And be sure to follow A Matter of Truth on Instagram. Subscribe. Give us input. We love you all, and we thank you. And again, have a Merry Christmas.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.